The president of Yemen, Ali Abdullah Saleh, is sending mixed messages today about his willingness to step aside. He says he is willing to sign a deal to leave office, but only if there is a peaceful framework for doing so. Violence, however, is escalating in the country, and the president is facing more tribal opposition to his rule, as Timothy McDonald reports.
More than 40 people have been killed since Monday in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, where fighters loyal to a powerful tribal leader have attempted to take over government buildings. Local residents have been fleeing Sana'a to escape the fighting, which erupted after the president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, pulled out of a deal for him to step down and make way for a national unity government. The intensifying violence hasn't gone unnoticed overseas. Yemen was one topic of conversation at a meeting between the British Prime Minister David Cameron and the US President Barack Obama, who renewed calls for Mr. Saleh to step aside.
We expressed our joint concern of the deteriorating situation on the ground there. We applauded the leadership of the Gulf Cooperation Council in seeking an orderly and peaceful resolution to the crisis, and we call on President Saleh to move immediately on his commitment to transfer power.
But President Saleh has bristled at what he describes as foreign intervention, and it appears it's not just Western countries that have offended his sensibilities. It was a delegation of Gulf states that negotiated the latest agreement, from which President Saleh has backed away. He says the current conflict is an internal matter.
We do not want any foreign intervention or solution from outside of Yemen. It is a Yemeni issue. We should go into dialogue with all political sides. A solution will come from us and not from the outside.
If nothing else, internal Yemeni politics is complicated, and power often depends on strategic alliances and systems of patronage between tribal groups. One of the country's most powerful men, Sheikh Sadiq Al-Amar, is the head of the country's largest tribal confederation, the Hashid. It's the same group which has long underpinned President Saleh's three-decade-long rule. The Sheikh withdrew support from the president in March, and the current clashes began after government troops tried to storm his compound earlier this week. Political consultant and Yemen expert Philip Eliasson says the conflict isn't like the other democratic movements in the Middle East.
We're not seeing a revolution in Yemen at all like the revolution in Tunisia or the revolution in Egypt. This is rather an in-house matter, and that's why Ali Abdullah Saleh continues to refer to it as a Yemeni issue, which will be resolved amongst the elite in Yemen. And the real wild card we should be watching is the youth and the general public. Where do they sit? Because there's three sides of the coin in Yemen at the moment.
Philip Eliasson says it appears President Saleh is determined to stay where he is, and he may yet use far more brutal measures to remain in power.
Ali Abdullah Saleh is shaping the circumstances, which makes it appear as though the opposition and the youth and the public, and possibly even the Al Hashid Confederation, he wants to tag that and those elements as initiating a civil war. And if he succeeds in doing this, then that might be a green light for much more muscular and dreadful clashes in Sana'a, in Taiz, and El Hodeida and other cities across Yemen when he mobilises the hard end of the army.
Do you get the sense that he is still trying to negotiate some kind of a way out, or do you think that he's in this for the long haul?
Well, my view is he's in this for the long haul. Exile to Saudi Arabia, it may have been a possibility, but however, he's seen the opportunity to stay. He's seen now the Egyptian courts take the president to task, accusing him of direct responsibility of killing the civilians. He knows that's the will and wish of the youth revolution and the popular uprising in Yemen. He knows that that wouldn't necessarily be the outcome for him, to be taken to court for crimes against the Yemenis if it were left in the hands of the Al Hashid Confederation leadership, that the transition might be a little bit more easily done under that. But however, he's very nervous of what might eventuate for him now.
It's clear the situation in Sana'a is still unstable. The US government has ordered all non-essential diplomats and embassy family members to leave Yemen amid the mounting violence.
Timothy McDonald there.